Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A massive explosion in a suburb of Beirut, Lebanon, kills Salek Al-Arouri, a top Hamas official.
Lebanon's state-run news agency says Israel carried out the attack, which, if confirmed, would mark a major escalation and would be Israel's first attack on Beirut since 2006. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had threatened to kill Arouri before the Israel-Hamas war erupted on October 7th.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv. An investigation is underway into the fiery crash of a Japan Airlines jet and a Japanese Coast Guard plane at Haneda Airport in Tokyo. All on the airliner survived. Five on the Coast Guard plane were killed. At least 57 people are dead after a series of powerful earthquakes in western Japan. Former President Trump is appealing a decision by the Secretary of State in Maine to keep him off the primary ballot, citing his role in the January 6th attack. This is ABC News. Aviation analytics company Cirium says Air Canada had the worst on-time performance among large airlines in North America last year. They say Delta had the best. Jury selection is underway in a New York trial involving the National Rifle Association.
New York Attorney General Letitia James saying the NRA officers use the organization as their personal piggy bank, spending on luxury Caribbean vacations, dinners, and private jets. She claims all of that cost NRA members millions in misused funds over 3 years. The court dismissed the NRA's attempt to throw out the lawsuit, saying there is ample evidence it did what prosecutors claim.
ABC's Andy Field. The NFL's fined Carolina Panthers chairman David Tepper $300,000 for throwing a drink at fans in Jacksonville near the end of Sunday's game. The incident happened after quarterback Bryce Young threw an interception with less than 3 minutes to play in the Panthers' 26-0 loss to the Jaguars. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A Dane County judge ruled Tuesday that election clerks can accept absentee ballots that are missing part of a witness's address. The judge ruled that so long as the clerks can discern how to reach the witness from available information, those ballots are acceptable. In 2022, a Waukesha County judge ruled that clerks are no longer allowed to fill in missing witness information. Tuesday's ruling provides uniform rules for how clerks should handle those absentee ballots, says the group that brought the lawsuit. After 3 consecutive years of record-breaking numbers of shootings in Milwaukee, the numbers declined in 2023. Gun crimes are still roughly double that of pre-pandemic levels. As of December 27th, there were 171 homicides in 2023. That's 20% lower than the record 215 homicides in 2022. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers make a roster move. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After beating the Vikings on Sunday Night Football 33-10, the Packers have placed second-year wide receiver Samori Toure on IR and promoted Bo Melton to the 53-man roster. Melton had 6 catches for 105 yards against Minnesota, the first Packers receiver to have a game with 100 yards or more in receptions this season. I asked him after the game if he was able to find those open spots against the Vikings zone defense.
Yeah, I was finding windows. A lot of our receivers were finding windows as well. have a great defense, so we're just trying to go into certain defenses and try to exploit that.
College football, the Badgers fought but fell short against number 13th-ranked LSU. The final in the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa, 35-31 in favor of the Tigers, Badgers head coach Luke Fickell.
It doesn't just happen because you say it's going to happen, right? You go into place, you say, well, we're going to tackle better, or we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And the reality is it's a lot of hot air.
That's Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds sticking around for tonight, couple of flurries as well, and lows in the low 20s. And mostly cloudy again for tomorrow, scattered flurries, highs upper 20s. Partly sunny in mid-20s for Thursday, more clouds and near 30 by Friday. Current temp is 30.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local and national Native news and events. And Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon, supporting honest Native news, stories, and events from Natives themselves. Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon.
Hey, you know what time of year it is again? I always want to quiz you, and I know we have women's hockey coming up. We have all these things, but what is your guess on what's... Well, I guess it's the final countdown, Haley, of what that time of year it is.
It is the final countdown here on Native Roots Radio for that time of year. But first, I want to say Happy New Year's. We are now in 2024. We made it, which is huge. But anyways, I want to give a shout out to our friends over at MinSure. MinSure.org is the one-stop destination for health insurance and tax savings in the state. They provide friendly assistance to everyone, no matter your income. So if you need that resource, head over to MinSure.org.
You know, in the first Saturday of 2017 is when we started the show. In January. So this is 7 years now, our anniversary of Native Roots Radio. And Wendy and I and Haley want to just thank everybody out there that's been listening and has been a fan. And, you know, there's some people that you know who you are. You were our first fans out there and kept us going. I remember going to... what was it? It was like some solar thing at downtown St. Paul or some renewable energy fair down there. And people came up to us and knew who we were. And it was like, wow, people listen to this show? It's like, what? Wow, we just thought we were talking into a microphone in a studio in Eden Prairie. But as we go places, Haley, we run into people that listen to our show, support our show. And it's been a really... fun adventure for me to be doing the show, and as we say in the beginning of the show, trying to amplify voices and Native things, and we're all connected, you know. And we have the medicine wheel with the four colors, you know, one representing white, one African-American, and one Asian, and we're all related. So I just want to give all our allies and our friends and our Native friends out there a big shout out, and thank you so much for supporting, because if you weren't listening, we wouldn't be on the air. And we've been doing this Monday through Friday gig for 3 years now, and really excited with the support we have with our local AM 950 here. And of course, we're on civic media all across Wisconsin, and we're in WOJB and in northern Wisconsin, and we're in a couple local stations. And give a big shout out to KFAI that we're on here in the Twin Cities too, plays the best of and supports our native news. And and how unique of a niche this has been that we've been able to fill in our community. And I just want to say a big peeny geeky for everybody that's listened, that's been on the show, that's supported the show. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. And 2024 is going to be a great year, Haley.
Yeah, I think so too. And seven too. That's our lucky number seven. I know seven holds a lot of meaning in our native communities, and we talk about that we are the seventh generation. And So here we are, full circle, and I'm proud to be working here on the show. I learned so much, not only just about our Ho-Chunk Nation, but all of our nations. And I want to give a shout out to those that came before me, Ogema and Zoe, for paving the way, and shout out to AM 950 and Chad and Brett.
Yeah, and Uncle Curtis, who was on for many years, we've got to give him a big shout out. He was on our show when we were on once a week, and he used to, when we went into Eden Prairie, when we were on once a week, Haley, he would do the prayer before the show with the guests, and it was really special and really smudged us all off, and I miss that in a lot of ways, and it's a great memory of him. And also the beginning of the show, there's just been so many, like you said, so many people like Ogema, Zoe Allen, that's helped us out along the way. It's kind of really exciting. And then of course Wendy's been on, and Wendy and I did a show too, once a week on AM 950. It was called Pilots Progressive Party, and we did that for a good year, and that was fun. It was the potpourri of everything, and we were on an hour, and it was a lot of fun. And you know, Wendy's retired right now, so she comes on once a week and does her painting and her animal stuff, and she's living a happy life here and as a retired person.
I love that for her, living her best life. Well, what did you guys do over New Year's? We know there was the couple powwows going on.
Yeah.
What did you guys end up doing?
Nothing. I'm trying to think. Well, the next day, which was it New Year's Day? Our daughter came over and her husband, and we had dinner with them. Natives really think of the New Year as spring.
Yeah.
And not January, so.
Or the solstice, winter solstice.
Yeah, well, that's something totally, that's a renewal of time too, right?
Right, so, exactly.
Yeah, we don't think of it the same way. So it's not as big a deal to me as it was when I was in high school and sneaking around and stealing my parents' booze.
Exactly. I know. Why were things so much more fun when we were kids and things were illegal?
I had no idea. I was just like running out of adrenaline there, I think.
I know. I was like, oh, I'm going to make it out, and I'm going to go hang with my friends. And I'm feeling just like an elder or something, because I had to take a nap. Okay. So it was a few hours before the ball dropped. Set my alarm. So I thought I set my calculator for 1000, and I was going to wake up at 1000.
Yeah. Wow.
I didn't wake up. So I missed the ball drop, but that's okay. Yeah.
Well, we saw that we watch TV and watch CNN. We usually watch Anderson Cooper and I can't remember the other cat's name, but we do that a lot.
The funny ones.
Yeah. And they had it all over the country too. It's a renewal, but I've never had any, you know, my resolution's always not to have a resolution.
I agree with that. Well, you guys have your condo out in New York. Have you ever spent New Year's Eve at Times Square?
No, and I would like to, but it's really volatile right now. And there's I was listening to people that were there, Zoe, and they got there at 9:30 during the day or morning to be there. I'm not even awake that long to be there. They would have to, Wendy would have to prop me up against a lamppost or something so I could take a nap before midnight, because Bobby goes to bed early and he needs naps during the day. So
I understand that, because I also am the same way, obviously, just talked about it. But I think New Year's, I would love to do the whole Times Square and like have the euphoric feeling and the whole like conscious collective moment. But it's just like so many people.
Well, it's Wendy likes to call it, it's too people-y.
Right. Overcrowded.
Too people-y. Too many peoples. You don't want to see any people. So that's that. But yeah, I mean, power to people that are out there and enjoying themselves. And, you know, it's a new year. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. And we're going to try and do things better and try and be here for the people and do our thing. But, you know, happy anniversary, Native Roots Radio. Hey, up next, Dr. Stately. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
We are your relatives.
We are your relations.
Brothers.
Sisters.
Sons.
Daughters.
And some of us are your grandchildren.
We are your community. Historically, we held places of honor and respect. Because of the impact of colonization, some of us are rejected, thrown out from family, friends, and community, set up as targets for sexual violence, sex trafficked, humiliated, tortured, and murdered. Everybody has the right to be safe. We are your relatives. Remember,
homophobia is not traditional.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
As we pack away the ornaments and bid farewell to the holiday season, it's time to unwrap the gift that keeps on giving, getting protected by a COVID-19 vaccination. This is your chance to make a difference, especially as our Native communities face higher COVID numbers. Those higher numbers underscore the need for collective action. So answer the call and get vaccinated. The latest vaccines are not just authorized, but they're proven effective against the current variants. This is extra protection, even if you've already had previous vaccines, since previous vaccines will eventually wear off. Plus, the new shots are FDA approved for ages 6 months and up. A COVID vaccine is not just a shot. It's a pledge to safeguard the wisdom and stories handed down by our elders. So join the movement, get vaccinated, and make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov.
Hi, I'm Claudia with MinSure, Minnesota's official health insurance marketplace. With MinSure, you can compare health plans from multiple companies and get free help from a trusted expert. Whatever health plan you choose with MinSure, it's guaranteed to cover essential benefits so you can get the care you need. See if you qualify for discounts, available only through MinSure. If you need quality, comprehensive health insurance, get started now at MinSure.org.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
I love that tagline, as I always say. Hey, we have Dr. Stately, the CEO of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and he's kind enough to come in on Tuesday. And Dr. Stately, I just want to wish you a happy new year right now.
Thank you. Happy new year to you too, as well.
Thanks a lot. What did you do? Haley and I talked about, Haley set her calculator so she could get up in time for midnight. And I guess the calculator doesn't work as well as an alarm.
Oh yeah. Did you do that on your phone?
Yeah. Yep. All the time. It happens easy. More than it's you would easy. Think.
Yeah. It's easy to do. Do you have an iPhone?
Yeah.
Oh, you can just like say Siri, set a timer for this and she'll do it for you if you don't know how to do it.
Yeah, that's okay.
I have that exact same coffee cup.
You do? Oh yeah. It's a great coffee cup.
I know. It was a gift. Yeah. I can't give it away, but it was a gift. Yeah.
Where I got this from? Somebody, I probably somebody gave it to me. I imagine, but.
Right on. Well, you should have let me know.
Really, really sorry if you're somewhere out there, you're out there and you gave that copy up to me that I forgot. So just know that I do enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely. So what did you end up doing? Wendy and I just stayed and watched TV, and I wanted to get out to the Sober Powwow, but I didn't make it.
Yeah, I wanted to get out there too. I wanted to go to a lodge, a sweat lodge. My nephew, Ruben, and some of his pals had a sweat lodge. God, that would have been a great way to start the new year, right? So, yeah. But no, we had a succession of stomach flu going through the house. So it started with me on Christmas Day, and the last kid had it on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And well, I think he had it the night before New Year's Eve. But so finished up. Yeah, we're all done with it though.
Yeah, that's good. I'm feeling a little better.
I guess
better.
It could have been worse.
Yeah, it definitely could with everything going around. And it's amazing what is happening here around the country and Turtle Island. And Minnesota isn't seem to be getting hit as hard as some parts of the country, but we're still getting hit with everything from flu to COVID.
Yeah, RSV is also a big issue right now. I know a couple of friends of mine have gone to the hospital over the last couple of weeks, you know, with lung stuff. So,
yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Hopefully, you know, it's an opportunity to remind people to get vaccinated for COVID and your flu also, if you haven't done that. It's not too late to get your flu shot. Some people, I think, oh, you got to get it early in the year. Otherwise, it's not all that helpful. Flu season actually goes all the way through like April, I think, May, March mm-hmm. or April. So it's still an opportunity to take advantage of that. And then, of course, RSV for people who are very young or very old or very much older, like yourself and me.
I noticed that nationally some hospitals are now recommending wearing a mask into the hospital, and we're kind of reliving that. And I can see it. I mean, there was a event we went to quite a few weeks ago before you got COVID and then I got COVID, but we didn't get COVID at this event, but a lot of people did. And again, out of sight, out of mind. So I don't mind talking about this because it's still out there and still prevalent in our communities and Native communities being hit really hard again with these sicknesses.
Yeah, I would say also like some people. So this new variant, I think it's JN.1, is fairly robust, easy to get, easy to transmit. It also mimics a lot of the same sort of things that people think are common cold symptoms or mild flu. There is some gastrointestinal stuff with it. So like I myself personally tested myself when I got sick to make sure like it wasn't COVID. I tested a couple of times. And that was important because I didn't, you know, like you can't just walk around and think like, oh, well, it's just a common cold, or oh, I just have a little bit of a sniffle, or, I mean, you can, but it's not the best thing to do to people who you love and care about, especially during the holiday seasons. So I think part of that was, you know, it's an important thing to just encourage people to be, you know, the mask is as much to protect you as it is to protect the people around you that love you or that you love, so. And vaccines are a great way to sort of like stay out of the hospital, which are those beds are filling up. We've had some full beds for a while. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And it's, again, you know, I needed a reminder, and I don't want to get back into the story of how you diagnosed me, but again, total denial. It's like I haven't had a cold in 20 years, and I felt like, well, I'm having a cold here. And it's just like, well, those sound like my symptoms.
Well, the important thing is to just try to be, you know, and like there is no reason not to have COVID tests in your house. They're free in Minnesota, at least. I'm not sure about Wisconsin and other places. There's a lot of other jurisdictions that do that. So, like, you know, Google free COVID tests. I mean, and if you don't know how to Google on your phone, you can ask Siri to Google it for you.
Yeah, Kaylee.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, aren't they? You can still go into any local clinic, I think, and get tested for free, right?
For Google?
For COVID.
Oh. 100% of the population would be positive for Googling, I think. we should stop saying their name, because is it possible that they get like a little bit of like revenue somehow from like saying their name every time?
No, but they'll be following us when we say their name.
Yeah.
My ads will be popping up on my everywhere.
The G word?
Yeah, the G word. Yeah, we have to say the G word for now. But I forget where I was going with that anyway. The point is, in Minnesota, you can get free tests from the state. I'll Google. I'll G word it over the break and come back with the.
You listen to that one radio station we're not supposed to talk about too. So now there's a couple things on your list that you can't mention.
Wow. You know, I'm elderly and I just really can't remember all those things. I just am not able to.
So I had a question about your kids. Have they mentioned when they went back to school that there was a lot of kids sick, or are there kids sick on the hockey team?
I think that's kind of like, yeah. So they had a number of kids that were sick right before the holiday break on their team. Like they had a succession of kids. And, you know, if I had been more, you know, of a, in their words, if I had been more of a caring parent, not a caring parent, but a caring parent is.
Oh, caring parent. Okay, there is. I see those videos.
I would have kept them home, but you know, it's one of those things where I just was like, well, you've already been in that locker room with them, and they all have it. It's like, you know, it's kind of like alphabet soup. Everyone's gonna get a letter at some point. And you know, I was actually, there was a part of me that was like really salty that it happened during Christmas vacation, because I was like over the holiday break. And I was like, well, it could have been worse. There's a couple ways it could have been worse. One is it could have been something other than stomach flu, and we all got it like the last time. Like we all had COVID at the same time. That was miserable. It could have been like we all could have had stomach flu at the same time, and there's only two bathrooms and four people. That would have been really terrible. You know, this way it was spread out, and, you know, my energy and my cooking capacity was kind of like, you know, spread out over 7 days. I didn't have to like, you know, I didn't have to play Nurse Nora every single hour, every single second, or every single day for several days in a row.
Yeah. Well, I felt sorry for Wendy, because even today, just a little bit, you can hear I'm still congested, and that's been over a month. I had COVID, and then 10 days later, and then I just haven't been able to throw this cold. And now I feel really good, but it's weird because in the morning I feel perfect. I'm going, oh, I'm cured. And then as the day goes on and I get tired is when, you know, my immune system goes down a little bit, and all of a sudden I'm blowing my nose and sneezing.
Yeah. It's probably, that has a lot to do with it. So maybe, are you getting on walking a little bit too, maybe?
I just started again, and I just said, screw it. I'm not waiting in the house anymore. I'm going to try and push through this. So, yeah.
And I wouldn't, like, you know, go on a power walk or go on like a 5-mile walk, or like walk around the block, get some fresh air, and also start to exercise your lungs a little bit and get a little bit more. You know, that's one of the things you need to do, is just kind of stretch yourself a little bit. And then I think also, brew some cedar tea also, while you're brewing it, or like, you know, kind of breathe some of the scent in, to take a cedar bath, get some bear root if you can. If you really think swamp tea is great for lung stuff, and also turmeric and a few other things.
Yeah, I have to go for a walk after the show then, and steal some flat cedar from the neighbor's tree down the street.
Yeah, but you're borrowing it.
Well, I'll put some tobacco down. Ho!
There you go. Yeah, good talk.
Hey, we're with Dr. Stately, and this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we're doing our New Year's show. This is 7 years now we've been on the air, Dr. Stately, as of this week. It's our anniversary, so... You're a big part of it. Yeah, you're a big part of it. So I want to just say a big peeny geegee. And hey, we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A massive explosion in a suburb of Beirut, Lebanon, kills Salek Al-Arouri, a top Hamas official.
Lebanon state-run news agency says Israel carried out the attack, which, if confirmed, would mark a major escalation and would be Israel's first attack on Beirut since 2006. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had threatened to kill Arouri before the Israel-Hamas war erupted on October 7th.
ABC's Marcus Moore in Tel Aviv. An investigation is underway into the fiery crash of a Japan Airlines jet and a Japanese Coast Guard plane at Haneda Airport in Tokyo. All on the airliner survived. Five on the Coast Guard plane were killed. At least 57 people are dead after a series of powerful earthquakes in western Japan. Former President Trump is appealing a decision by the Secretary of State in Maine to keep him off the primary ballot, citing his role in the January 6th attack. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The names of six Republicans and one Democrat will appear on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballots for now. That list includes Donald Trump and President Biden. The Presidential Preference Selection Committee met Tuesday morning. Candidates who want to be taken off the list have until the 30th to say so. Candidates who want to be added will have to collect signatures to qualify. Wisconsin's primary is April 2nd. New higher sales taxes are in effect in Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. Local officials voted for the increase last summer as part of a deal to increase the amount of shared revenue that state government returns to local communities. When combined with the state's 5% sales tax, consumers in Milwaukee are paying a 7.9% sales tax, and in the rest of Milwaukee County, it's 5.9%. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Clouds sticking around for tonight, a couple of flurries as well, and lows in the low 20s. And mostly cloudy again for tomorrow, scattered flurries, highs upper 20s. Partly sunny in mid-20s for Thursday, more clouds and near 30 by Friday. Current temp is 30.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, CEO and president of Native American Community Clinic here in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, and our friend. And I was just ending that last segment, and I just wanted to give you a big shout out and a big peeny geegee thank you for coming on for these last few years and speaking your truth, and really how important your truth was, especially when we were in the depths of COVID and all those other things, it was so important for us to get that information out there and not have hearsay, but have real information. So again, thank you for coming on, and really thank you for spreading information and to our listeners and to me and to Haley and to Wendy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And happy anniversary. That's great. 7 years. I just celebrated my 7th anniversary at NAC actually in December. So.
Oh, wow.
December 16th or 13th. Yeah.
So, wow. Yeah.
Congratulations.
It's so funny too, because, right around the same time, Bob Blake started Solar Bear too. And, I had him come down with me to the presidential convention down in Iowa. It was the first Native American caucus, and had all the candidates come down in Iowa, and we had a lot of fun down there. And we both were kind of starting our journey, him with Solar Bear and Native Sun, his other his nonprofit, and we kind of reminisce about that too. Is that, geez, 7 years ago we were like laughing at each other's jokes, and that's about it.
Well, we're still doing that. We're just doing a whole lot more. But yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, Bob is on my board of directors. He's awesome. He's awesome. Yeah. He's managing some amazing things in our community. So really appreciate him.
And a positive force he is. And did you know his brother by any chance? Bill Blake?
No. Okay. Bill Blake, I did not. No.
Yeah, he was a big sergeant in the Minneapolis Police Department. And well known. Mm-hmm. He passed on quite a few years ago. But there was his daughter was murdered. And it's just like there's some big history there. And there's a lot of police that know him as a legend. Bill Blake, Bob's brother, older brother. And I knew Bill since the early 70s, him and I grew up together.
No, I didn't know him, but that's such a tragic story and so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I cannot imagine losing a child or another relative to murder.
I mean, and it's not an uncommon story either in our community, and it's just hard to hear, and especially in someone I was close with, and we're kind of just dancing around what happened. I don't really want to get into it, but it was in the, you can Google it. It was in the papers and things. It's pretty heavy duty, and we miss Bill. And again, Bob's brother, Bill Blake, was a true warrior.
Mm. Well, he's remembered for being, for doing some really great things in our community, and that's wonderful. But he's also, we share stories like this, it's a way of remembering them, and also calling out their name brings them closer to us sometimes. So he's present somewhere, I think. And hopefully, I mean, that must be hard for Bob. I can't imagine that not being difficult. So sending prayers out for him and his family too.
And another thing about Bob, he promised his older brother Bill that he would make the rest of Bill's siblings go to college, and every one of them has graduated from college, all four of Bill's kids. So, again, shout out to Bob Blake. I know he's pretty humble, and we talk about a lot of solar and energy thing, but, you know, we're all not just one-dimensional, and I just wanted to give a shout out to Bob Blake from Blake, and I always love saying that.
I'll have to have a conversation with him and maybe get him to promise to do the same thing for my kids. So, so now I know he's like the whisperer. I'll be able to do that.
Yeah. That's funny. Well, unfortunately, you're going to be living as long as me. We'll be on this radio show for another 20 years.
Maybe the grumpy old men kind of thing.
From the Muppets. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Anyway, so it's hockey season. right?
Yeah.
And my sons are so excited that it is cold. Like, it's finally getting to be like an actual, feel a little bit like an actual winter, and like when it's going to be below freezing for the next several days, which means ponds will freeze.
Yeah.
Anything's going to freeze that isn't like, you know, that any body of water, yourself included, will freeze if you stay outdoors long enough. And my sons are really excited, and like in between their illnesses, like, so like I think one got sick on, I think it was Sunday night actually, but on Saturday, in between the other one feeling just fine and the other one getting sick, we went out to the big oval in Roseville to skate with some friends. That is an impressive hockey rink. Holy cow. It's like, have you been there? It is
years
like,
ago.
I see it on the news all the time.
Were you there when it was first built, or is that what you mean by years ago?
Well, when I used to still skate. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you, do you still skate?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't know how to skate. I just have children that skate.
Because I think I'm at that point now where I'd pull out like a little chair and I'd be pushing around with my skates on with a chair. And
that's how
there
I
were
learned.
Little kids out there. They had those little things that look like, I don't know, they look like little metal giraffes, and they're like skating along with them. And I was like, well, I could get one of those and probably skate too. I tried to skate. I used to rollerblade when I was younger and lived in L.A. Mm-hmm. I never learned how to stop though, and so like you know, in LA when I would like, I'd be on the boardwalk or, you know, in Santa Monica or in Venice, if I wanted to stop, I would just like, you know, roll off the sidewalk into the sand, and that would help me stop, and usually a soft landing there too.
Yeah,
you can't really do that here in Minnesota on ice, so you know.
Well, you had those short shorts and some knee pads, I hope too, right?
I had the short shorts for sure, but yeah, you know. Yeah, and the boom box, you know.
Yeah.
I'm the one that inspired Mariah Carey in her video, I'm sure. Absolutely sure of it.
Definitely.
Are your boys excited for the PWHL at all? The Professional Women's Hockey League just started their inaugural season on the 1st.
Yeah, I think they love to watch girls hockey. They're watching women's hockey and girls hockey. They love any hockey, really, quite frankly. And we missed, unfortunately, and I didn't know this, I think partly because we were just sort of kind of all distracted. We stayed up really late on New Year's Eve, partly me taking care of a sick guy, like, you know, his hair and stuff like that. And then we stayed up really late on New Year's Eve. And then on New Year's Day, we missed the opportunity to see the first United States conference. It's called the Winter Classic with the Seattle Kraken and the Vegas Knights. And Seattle Kraken is my son's favorite team. He loves them.
Cool.
He thinks they're amazing. They were born in Seattle. My sons were. They were born in South Dakota, actually, but we were living in Seattle at the time that they were born. So that's kind of like a hometown for them.
Wow.
But, great game, like a complete shutout for the Kraken. So first time ever a shutout in any of the Winter Classic history. And so yeah, and they were already the underdog for that. Everybody was sure that the Vegas Knights were gonna, like, you know, they were the Stanley Cup champions last year. So I think people assumed that they would just kind of dust them,
bought and paid for.
And it's like, so that those things I always tell my sons, like, you know, those are great things to sort of kind of pay attention to, because like, you ever think, you know, like when you always think that, I won't make it, or we're gonna face off against somebody who's better than us in any prize that we do, right? You know, that's kind of like the opportunity for us to remind ourselves, like, you know, just bring your best game, bring your each and every time, bring your best self to everything, anything that you do, whether it's a sport, whether it's the work we do, whether it's showing up as a relative in the community, bring your best self, and, you know, you can never go wrong. And
right. Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't know if you remember this or if you were a hockey fan when you were young, but the Minnesota North Stars had the last goalie, Gump Worsley, that didn't wear a mask. And he was a stand-up goalie. And I remember Gilles Gilbert, who was a French-Canadian, said, I always did like watching Z Gumpa. He was a great stand-up goalie. And, yeah, that's my claim to fame with the North Stars in hockey and masks and things like that. But that's my
accent, too.
Yeah, French-Canadian.
Yeah.
I do more.
You forgot to say, you forgot to do the A part, the A.
You hoser. Oh, I don't know if we can say that. I don't know if we can say that on AM radio here, but hey, we just did.
Yeah.
The Strange Brew kids from Second City.
Yeah. So we're actually trying to figure out if we're going to go up to War Road for Hockey Day in Minnesota, which is in War Road this year. I know that TPT is going to premiere the documentary that Leah Hale directed and produced for on Henry Boucher.
Wow!
But my sons are in that video as well, or in that documentary. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to decide. I mean, I might be a caring parent and make them go anyway because I want to. It's a great opportunity for us to go up there and spend time, see that place. It's such for me, it's a magical place. I didn't really know a whole lot about it when I was growing up. I think, 50 some years ago, but, my son's, dream of being able to play in, on a team that's all Indigenous. They dream of playing with Native boys and girls who play hockey. And I was like, well, we got to go to Canada, my son. So let's get in the car and drive north. It's a pretty amazing thing. So
you got to go to Canada or damn near close to Canada up in Brainerd or War Road. Yeah. Jeez. Dr. Saley, you got time for another segment or should we let you go here and let people want more?
Oh, no, I think he's frozen.
I think he just answered us. Hey, this is Native Earth Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back, possibly with Dr. Stately, if not, more news, good and bad, all over Turtle Island.
Stay with us.
Native Earth Radio. Hoo-wah. Hey, if you're like a lot of people, you're probably relieved that the holiday celebrations are over. But there's one thing that might stay with us from the holidays besides all those gifts, and that's COVID-19. Numbers from COVID are going up as we spend more time inside. And Native Americans are seeing even bigger case spikes. With all the indoor celebrations over the holidays, you may have unknowingly been exposed to someone with COVID-19. That's why it's important to stay vigilant. If you notice any symptoms like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, take an at-home test. They're still free and can be ordered at sayyeshometest.org. If you do test positive, you're eligible for free treatment, and no health insurance is required. Visit health.state.mn.us to connect with providers and receive your treatment. Let's make 2024 the healthiest year ever, securing a brighter future for our Native community.
Signing up for $1 bus and train rides with the Transit Assistance Program, or TAP, is quick and easy. Do it straight from your computer or phone by uploading one of the pre-approved documents listed at metrotransit.org/TAP, along with a copy of your ID. We'll mail you a go-to card with a full year of discounted rides. For questions or translation help, call 612-373-3333. 612-373-3333.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Hey, we're back. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio. And Haley, you got something you want to mention here before we get back with the great Dr. Stately?
I sure do. And speaking of Dr. Stately, we have NAC, Native American Community Clinic's first Cedar Ceremony of 2024. This will be this spiritual and emotional well-being healing ceremony is for anyone who would like to participate. Ceremonial clothing is encouraged but not required, and anyone who does wish to participate is encouraged to bring an offering of tobacco and or gift for those conducting the ceremony if possible. NAC Cedar Ceremony happening this Thursday, January 4th at 5 p.m. and the location is at 2300 15th Avenue South, Minneapolis.
Wow. That's awesome. Dr. Stately, have anything to add to that? It sounds like again, great things that the Native American Community Clinic is doing for our people across, the Twin Cities and all around.
Thank you. Yeah, no, we have the Cedar Ceremony every month, and it's usually the first, Thursday of the month, I think. We have a number of other things. We also do a full moon ceremony. I think last week we had a full moon ceremony, like between the two holidays. If you saw the full moon, by the way, it was beautiful. Holy cow, it was absolutely gorgeous. but we do those full moon ceremonies usually every full moon, either like 1 or 2 days before or after, kind of depending on sort of the weekend. We usually try to have those on Thursdays. We try to have them coincide on the same days that we have our weekly drum group practice. So we have drum group practice for our drum group for Native men who are part of our Young Warriors program. And they do that every Thursday evening between 5 and 7 p.m. So on the days we're not at ceremony and they're not drumming at ceremony, they're at the clinic having their drum group. So, and all that information is online actually on our website. So if you ever want to go to one of those groups, one of those programs, just look on our calendar or send an information request to info@nac-healthcare.org.
Good ups there, Haley, and bringing that up. It's so important, and people are invited, and that's great, really great. So what do you have, any New Year's resolutions? Or you know, Haley and I were talking about that, and every year my resolution is not to have a resolution, but what do you usually do there?
You know, I'm going to try to do a little bit better job of taking care of myself, you know, and doing self-care more intentionally. I'm going to try to hit the gym 2 times a week, maybe, instead of like 2 times a year. and I do actually have to start walking, and it is really difficult to walk in the cold. And sometimes when it's really, really icy out, it's like probably a little bit more dangerous for me to be trying to walk the dog, because he's an Alaskan shepherd, and he's, you know, like he wants to drag things through the snow like a sled dog. A couple of years ago, he actually dragged me through the backyard when I fell on the ice. And so I'll do things like go to the gym and walk for 35 to 50 minutes and, you know, and do a light workout every couple of times a week, which will help me kind of maintain my diabetes and also my A1C level kind of creeped up a little bit over the last few months. I got a little sedentary and a little bit casual with what I eat, so I'm trying to do a little bit better job on that. And also, just like, I had the greatest, you know, one of my old friends called me on accident. We were talking on Facebook, and between Christmas and the holiday, the New Year holiday, and I just left her a message on Facebook Messenger and said, "Hey, sorry I missed you. Really love to catch up with you sometime." And I put the phone down. I went and did some things, cooked some food and got a little. And then I was around 1 o'clock or 1:30 in the morning. I was getting ready to, like, you know, turn off the TV and go to bed. And Then my phone rings and I pick it up and it's my friend from California calling me, who I knew back in Seattle. And we had the most amazing conversation for about an hour, hour and a half. And before I knew it, we had caught up. We talked about our kids. We talked about, you know, all the stuff we used to do together, the things we hope and dream for in the next couple of years. And her kids are about the same age as my kids, her oldest is. And, you know, she's married to a remarkable Native man named Michael Yellowbird, and, you know, who does some really cool work in neuroscience around trauma and healing and decolonization. And, you know, her and I were just having like, just a good old res talk about, you know, our kids and our partners and our kids' dads.
Yeah.
So I will just leave it right there at that. But it was a great visit. We hadn't talked in a couple of years. So just kind of
remarkable. Is she in California now?
Yeah. She's up in Winnipeg. She was in California. In Winnipeg now. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, they do have planes out there, I hear. You could maybe go visit.
Planes in Winnipeg? they have cars too that go to Winnipeg, so
yeah.
I told her, I said, let me get through hockey season and it'll still be kind of cold, and I'll throw the kids in the car and I'll come up to Winnipeg and they can do off-season skating up there in Winnipeg. So
when does hockey season end? I as long as I've
hockey
known you,
it's never ended. Never ends.
I was
never
gonna ends. Say it's never ended since I've known you.
Yeah, it's a year-round sport, actually. So yeah, but I'm just gonna try to do a better job of doing those kinds of things, because it was such an amazing, like, just to have a nice conversation yesterday, last night, while I was cleaning up after dinner and doing the dishes. A good friend of mine that I knew from LA, who lives in Biloxi, Mississippi, of all places, but we've known each other for years. We spent about an hour and a half on the phone catching up. I had talked to him in about 10 years, maybe less. Wow. Yeah. But, you know, just trying to do my best to like show up and be present and engage and be social. It's something I haven't really paid a lot of attention to. I've let my job and my work and other responsibilities take more primary responsibility, and just trying to find a little bit more balance this year. So,
yeah, that sounds like a great game plan. I think for me with exercise, I got into that, what does it take, 28 days to get into a habit, and been doing that for 3 or 4 years now, walking every morning, and it was hard not to because of not feeling well, but now I'm just gonna push through it because
I stopped walking because I would walk nightly with the dogs. I've been doing that for a couple of years now. And then I got a little bit of sciatica and it was painful. It was really like difficult to do. And I wasn't managing that very well. So then what ended up happening was I stopped walking, which is actually counterintuitive. It doesn't feel good to feel that pain. But also, like, you do need to be moved. You need to sort of kind of push through and be a little bit uncomfortable. And what I've noticed over the last week is that since I've been walking more, even when it's been challenging, I felt better after I was done, and the incidence of the sciatica flaring up has been less frequent. So
wow. Yeah,
sometimes doing the counterintuitive thing is the thing to do when you sort of like don't know what else to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey Haley, I know you go for walks all the time and you're out in the country, feeling the soil.
Hanging out with the trees.
Yeah, talking to the trees and walking the dog, right?
Yep.
That's going to be the name of my book.
Very healing.
Yeah, definitely.
That sounds like a beautiful way to live your life, actually. So.
Definitely. Hey, Dr. Stately, thank you so much. Have a great week. And I hear rumors you might be running the show next month.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.